and welcome you to our soccer center here in Vaughan. And I want to thank the media for coming out today, as well as all our club owners, members of our board of directors, soccer leaders, staff. It's just great to have the whole family here today as we're in the process of launching League One. And with that, I have some comments that I would like to make. This afternoon, we are here to announce the clubs, academies, teams that will make up the inaugural season of League One Ontario, Ontario's semi-professional, standards-based men's league. 2014 is a very important year for soccer in this province as we launch the Ontario Player Development League, as well as League One. What you will be seeing on the pitch this summer is the result of many years of hard work and preparation as we advance the beautiful game across Ontario and align our soccer initiatives with the Canadian Soccer Association strategic plan. My commitment to the membership at our 2013 annual general meeting was that we would begin to focus on adult leagues within the province of Ontario. This initiative is a point in honoring that commitment. Looking forward, we would begin to plan and prepare for the launch of a female league in 2015. Our vision for League One is that the league will be the best regional, semi-professional soccer league in Canada. This league will serve a critical role in ensuring that Ontario's best players achieve their full potential through the establishment of a standards-based environment that will offer athletes a clear pathway to the elite levels of soccer. It will also allow coaches and referees an opportunity to maximize their skills and abilities to be part of a well-structured and operated professional soccer environment. However, I want you to know, it's important to note, this is a pilot. And as the OPDL environment expands, League One will continue to expand and integrate through the leadership of our Chief Technical Officer, Alex Kiet, our TAC program, and all the other soccer leaders in the province of Ontario. I also want to note it's important that we have three members of the Academy family who are part of this league. And that's the first step and foremost step in being inclusive and involving everybody in this league. The league's values will encompass excellence, respect, integrity, accountability, honesty, alignment, inclusiveness. So that's what we're focused on, and it's a pleasure for me to at this point welcome from the Canadian Soccer Association our president, Mr. Victor Montagliani, who will speak to us from the sunny shores of the Pacific Coast. And as such, I'll ask Victor through my little phone here if he could say a few words to you. Victor?
Thanks, Ron. It's a real pleasure, and sorry that I couldn't be there live. But it's a real pleasure and a privilege to be speaking to your membership, to your board, and to the media there, and to the clubs and academies that have joined into League One. I think this is not only a fantastic achievement on behalf of the Ontario Soccer Association in showing true leadership in this country of actually getting things done rather than just speaking about them. And I take my hat off to your leadership and the leadership of your board and your executive and your staff in showing this initiative. And I also think it's one of the cornerstones of our strategic plan, as we all know, that we launched about a month ago, in terms of moving the technical leadership of this country forward. As most of the clubs there and most of the technical people that are in that room will know, we always talk about player development and having players ready for our national team program. And if you look at everywhere around the world, the heavy lifting of player development has always been done at this level, at the sort of semi-pro or professional level by smarter clubs that are more economical, more efficient. It's the bigger clubs in the world that will reap the benefits of this player development. So I'm glad to see that we finally are starting to establish this level of play, this level of development in our country, because I think this will be the cornerstone of providing that platform for our players to continue the development as they move forward into ultimately the national team program. So again, I thank you for the opportunity. I commend absolutely everybody clubs, from the OSA, the academies, and everybody involved on a fantastic achievement in this launch, and I look forward to the first game being played in May. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Victor. Okay, so with that, I'd just like to introduce some of my peer group who's here today. And I'd like to start on the far side. Bill Spears is one of the board members of the OSA. Welcome, Bill. Owen Vandenberg as well, who sits on our executive committee. We have John Gibson, president of HDSA, right here, which is good, Hamilton District. Lucille's hiding at the back, but I can see her. Welcome, Lucille Abate from York Region. And I hope I didn't miss any of my other peer group. But I just want you to know that the board of directors has been working hand in hand with our technical group. Alex has brought forward a lot of programs and a lot of initiatives for us to consider. And it's very proud to be a member of the OSA board at this time, where there's a real lot of congeniality, cohesiveness, collectiveness, and cooperation working together. And it's truly what the game needs. So I do want to say on behalf of the board of directors, to the staff of the OSA, to the staff of all the clubs, to the staff of all the districts and the leagues and the academies that are out there, it's all about us building this beautiful game going forward. At this time, I'd also like to introduce Dino Rossi. Dino is an executive member of the OSA. He also sits as chair on the Pan American Games, big challenge there. And Dino has been the rock, the foundation, working with members of our steering group in really getting this league to the point it is. He's put in countless hours of time, effort, and energy, and really networked and worked with a lot of people in this room and outside this room to bring this to the level that we are today. So I want to pass along my sincere thanks to Dino for his leadership, for his work. And with that, what I'd like to do is introduce you to Dino Rossi, who will be the chairman of League One. Dino?
Hello, everyone. I'll be honest, there were times where I didn't think we'd actually get to this point where we're standing in front of everybody, having this this get-together. It's been a long road. It's about 3 years we've been working on this. There's some familiar faces who sat in the boardroom in Mississauga in 2011 as we put the pieces of this together back then. And I appreciate all of you who've stuck with us as we've gone through this long and winding road. But we're here now, and it's a very exciting day. Our main goal for League One, for founding this league, is to fill the opportunity gap that exists in the province of Ontario for the high-performance athlete. We want to do our best to ensure that talented players within our system are able to develop to their fullest potential, and ideally to do so within their community or a very close nearby community. This has really been one of the biggest gaps that we have in our soccer system. I really believe that this, along with the great work that's being done by OSA staff on the OPDL and all the teams that are involved, we're actually starting to come up with a well-rounded solution to the player development conundrum that we've been facing in Ontario soccer, and Ontario is the engine that drives Canadian soccer, so by extension, Canadian soccer. League One Ontario will kick off, I'm very pleased to say that League One Ontario will kick off its inaugural game on May 30th here at the OSA Centre. Our debut match will be between TFC Academy and Vaughan Azzurri, 8 p.m. at the field right here. We wish that everybody in this room and all members of the soccer community in Southern Ontario and across the province will come out and support those two teams and support the kickoff of this league. More information about scheduling will be released very, very soon. Our website, Ben Rycroft there and Stephanie Giesis, they've been working very hard to get all of our communication pieces up and running. All of the scheduling is going to be completed not too long from now by Melissa McKinnon from DG Sports, who's our league administrator, and David G, who is the league operations manager. And as soon as we have that completed, that'll be posted to the leagueoneontario.com. I want to introduce
just give, you know, acknowledge some of the people who worked very, very hard to get us to this day. I mentioned two of you, David and Melissa, if you just want to put your hand up and... they worked tirelessly side by side with us to get us to where we are, and there's a lot of work to be done over the next 45 days. I know he's here somewhere. Anthony Tatera, who is serving as the League One Ontario Standards Compliance Officer. As Ron said, we are a standards-based league. We take our standards very seriously, and to that extent, we've brought Anthony on board to be the liaison between our governance arm of the league and the teams, to make sure that everybody is in compliance with our OSA semi-pro standards and are able to provide a first-class professional soccer environment. In the back of the room, there's Rafael Carbajal, who has been involved with this project from day one. He's technical director at Oakville Soccer Club. He is an assistant coach at the men's national team, and we're very happy to have him as the chair of the League One Ontario Technical Committee. I also want to thank all 10 of our founding teams. You're taking a leap of faith. You are the risk takers, you are the innovators, and without you, we're not here. So I want to thank you all for believing in this, believing in us, and we can't wait to serve you and make sure that we're serving the athletes, the coaches, the referees. We're all going to benefit from the launch of League One Ontario. With that, I want to turn over the floor. Ron mentioned about the importance of alignment with our national team program, and we are very, very fortunate today to be joined by Mr. Benito Floro, head men's national team head coach, who's come to address you today. I know that Benito attended an operations meeting with us a few weeks back and spoke about the importance of what we're doing, and so he will echo those comments today. So I'd like to open the floor to Benito Floro.
Good afternoon. It is a pleasure for me to attend this presentation of the Ontario League Bank, because for us the national team is very, very important. Say thank you from Dino or the president, because I know it will be a very hard work, but I'm pretty sure you are able to resolve some of them. And this league, I think, is the present, but is the future of the Canadian soccer. So, thank you very much. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to introduce the teams and the team owners who are here this afternoon with us. And as such, we're going to have everybody gather at the front. So if I could ask you to come forward. And if you have your team staff, we'll just push everything out of the way and make lots of room for... Maybe I'll have the whole room up here by the end of the day, which would be just wonderful. But starting off, I'd like to announce that A&B football will be part of this league. Okay, Durham Power FC. Rock. Kingston Cataraqui Clippers. Master Football. Sigma FC. International Football Club. Toronto FC.
Thank you.
Vaughan, Missouri. Windsor Stars. Windsor Stars. They were sending their regrets, but Windsor Stars will be part of this league as well. Woodbridge Strikers. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the inaugural startup for League One 2014. Thank you. Okay, and if anyone has any questions, if you wanted to ask any of the owners or ourselves any questions, or you want to take a couple minutes to do that, that's great. I'll put the owners on the spot, or coaches, it's always good to have them here. Any questions? Or if you want to do individual one-on-ones after, that's fine. We have some refreshments over here. Please interact, and there will obviously be further announcements coming out for our launch on the weekend of May 30th, 31, and June 1, when all 10 teams will play over that weekend at this facility. Thank you for being here today.